Welcome to the Craft Your Confidence podcast. My name is Karagat Warner, and I am the Craft Your Confidence coach and podcast coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for connection and community, and inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So I stopped the presses today to create a special episode. And this episode is my way of sharing the news about a brand new community called Clubhouse. So maybe you've heard of it. And if not, this is perfect because you'll get to learn what it's all about. And if you already have heard about it, you're in there, you're using it, I hope that this episode is going to help give you some insights and show you some of the amazing ways that you can actually use this app. And I know some of you that are listening, you might also be my fellow coaches, which is why I decided to create this special episode. So it doesn't matter if you're a coach, if you are, you know, listening to this podcast and you just love all the goodness that comes out of it. Doesn't matter. Like, this is for everybody because Clubhouse is for everyone. But I just know over the last couple of weeks, I've been creating a beautiful network, a beautiful community of other coaches. And so this is my way of kind of paying forward. Okay, here's what I learned. Here's what's happening. And hopefully, you know, you can benefit from this. And I just want to say, it's not just like another app, right? You might be thinking, oh, another app, right? I got to learn another app, just, in, you know, one more thing. And that's actually what I thought when I first heard about it. But it's very different. Like, I have a very different take on this because, as I was just saying a moment ago, this is a place for creating real conversations instead of, you know, going in there, you type a post like you do on Instagram, Facebook, add some emojis and a nice, you know, image. Clubhouse is not about that. Clubhouse is about the spoken word. And that is what makes it a very magical place, in my opinion. Right? It's where all the unicorns and rainbows live. Just kidding. But maybe. But I think it's amazing because I'm a podcaster. But there's something really interesting about the spoken word because there's no platform like this, not really like this right now. And so today I really want to talk about how you can begin cultivating your own deeper connections by using this audio medium in your own business to create your own community, whatever it is, it's there for you to tap into right now because it's so new. And this episode is a mix of why it's a place to consider now and how to use it, because I know there's a lot of confusion, and what is working. What's working right now, because it's changing every day. And I know that there's a lot of confusion out there because it is so new. And also how I'm using it right now is still evolving. So let's talk about why I think Clubhouse is a great new place to really get to know. Because again, it's about having conversations and connection. This is really the heart of what it is all about. And so it's about this as opposed to the typing, you know, where you're typing in another social app. Because, you know, you lose the emotional connection. And that's what's really special about the spoken word, because there is emotion behind your words, right? Your actual spoken words. And that's why it is a very powerful thing. So as I said before, for me as a podcaster, and if you are a podcaster or wanting to start a podcast, Clubhouse can be a really huge natural extension to what you do or want to do as a podcaster. Okay, so it's really that platform to be paying attention to right now. So here are some of the ways that I am using Clubhouse. I'm really loving how I get to connect with my fellow coaches in a way that I just couldn't before, because back in 2020, just to kind of give you a little bit of, you know, just a little background. So I was back in school. I was building my skills as a coach and connecting with my peers in that way, right? So like from the learning perspective and practicing our skills. And so I was still finding my way in the world as a coach based on my style as a coach and finding my voice and adding the tools that I use as a life coach and adding those to my practice as a business coach, as a mindset coach and a podcast coach. And so now I'm able to actually start having those connections, those conversations that I wasn't able to have before. And I'm learning some really amazing things about my fellow coaches. And so what you do, and so I'll just kind of explain how that works. So in Clubhouse, the way that you actually connect, and I'll share more about this in just a little while, you connect with people in these places called rooms. And when you're not in a room, they call them the hallway. And then in the hallway is where you can see the different activities and events that are going on. So for example, I just created a room called Coaches and Coffee. And I do this in the morning. And so I'm kind of feeling my way with this, which is what I love about Clubhouse, because it's not where I don't feel like I have to be really stagnant with here's the time, here's the date, but I'm doing them in the morning. I started it on Saturday, this past Saturday. Well, if you're listening to this, actually a couple weeks ago, but anyway, I love the morning vibe. And so I'm a morning person and I'm starting to discover how this can be a place to talk to other, you know, coaches in my community who are also doing things in the morning, using it as a launch pad, right? It's just, it's really super exciting. And so I'm doing this anytime between 5 a.m. and let's say 8 a.m. So Monday through Friday, I'm finding that it's easier for me to do this during my morning routine, which is somewhere between, let's say, anywhere between 5:30 and 7. And then Saturdays, I think I'm just going to keep it at 8 a.m. So it's been really awesome to talk with coaches in this early morning. And so it turns out that there are a ton of morning renegades just like me, which is so much fun that I get to actually be social with people in the early hours of the day. And so just to give you an example, I just had an amazing conversation with a coach and now we're going to connect. And I said, hey, like, let's talk, like, you know, can I ping you on, you know, Messenger or in the DMs on Instagram? And, you know, because she wants help with a podcast. She hasn't started it yet. So she's going to start in the future. And so I said, hey, you know, let's just have a conversation. You know, it's just to see where you're going with this and how I can help. That's it. Just sit down and have a chat. And so we're going to do that. And it just naturally flowed into that. Right. And so it's like, you don't have to, there's no pushing for anything. It's, you know, the conversations are happening like you're on the, you know, you're having a real conversation on the phone or on a Zoom call, but you don't have to worry. You just click that person and you can have a conversation. And that was the other thing I wanted to mention too. You can have something called locked conversations. I don't know if they call them locked conversations, but you can, once you're inside of Clubhouse, you can click on a profile, a person, and you do that by just clicking their photo. And you then will see their profile, or then you'll see a way to actually start a room with them if you're already following them and they are following you. So I think that's the only way they actually have to follow you so that then you can have a conversation. You'll see a little lock sign on it. Means no one can hear it except the both of you, which is really fun. So just a little tip for some of you coaches out there, this could be a fabulous new way to look at the concept of a mini session. You get to have a conversation in a locked room with someone who wants to learn about what you do as a coach. How cool is that? So amazing. So another thing is you get to connect with people who you maybe can't connect with in as easily in other places. So for example, my friend and fellow coach, Heather Beardsley, who you have heard on a previous podcast episode, she was on CYC episode 5. And Heather is a weight loss coach. And she was in a room one day. It's Michelle Knight. Michelle Knight is a psychic who we both follow. I love Michelle to pieces. We both do. She's amazing. And a little shout out there for Michelle Knight. And so Heather went into a room where Michelle was. And because, and Michelle is pretty well known. I mean, she's really out there. I mean, been doing this and making an impact in the astrology world. And so Heather just went into the room and Michelle said, "Hey, Heather, why don't you come up here and chat and we'll do a free reading for you." And the amazing thing is that as a result of this, Michelle Knight thought it was really interesting. You know, Heather's story was interesting and she reached out to her. So you never know where things are going to go. You just don't. And that is the magic and the alchemy as Michelle. I love how Michelle does encourage, you know, she's such an encourager. And so she loves to use that word. But yes, I love it now too. There is a little alchemy there. So that's why I think, you know, these are some really good reasons to check it out. So another room that I am doing, you guys, if you're coaches, listen up. It's happening today. So this episode goes live on Thursdays. The episodes go live on Thursday, I should say. So this is live 3 a.m. Eastern time, which means you guys, whenever you're listening, you're going to get this with plenty of time to plan ahead because I do a room. I call it How to Podcast for Life Coaches Q&A. And this is turning into something different lately. It's really a lot of fun because what I do, I started showing up by myself and now I'm putting together a panel of other coaches. So it's my way of helping coaches to feel confident to start a podcast or to get inspiration and advice to keep going with the one that you already have. And so it really has turned into a natural and effortless way to extend my own podcasting knowledge from the past 7 years, 7+ years now. And so I started inviting coaches to join me in the conversation. So just mark your calendar today, February 1st for 1 p.m. Eastern time. And you can find me, my handle is at @CaraGotWarner on Clubhouse, but I'm going to be going live at 1 p.m. And so just a little fun teaser for you. I'm so excited because the lineup of coaches that are going to be joining me for this, that are going to be talking about their experiences, their expertise, and they're also going to give you a piece of advice for how to keep, you know, to start a podcast, to keep going with your current podcast. So here's the lineup. You ready for this? It's really, really cool. So I have, these are the coaches, Tavana Boggs, Amy Latta, Corinne Crabtree, Lindsay Dotsloff, Allegra Stein, Susie Rosenstein, Jill Angie, and Carola Fuertes. And I'll be there to lead the discussion. So it's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. So I hope you'll join me. Okay. So, oh, and by the way, so if you're already in Clubhouse, you know, and you aren't connected with me yet, just make sure that you go to the events and make sure that you put that on your calendar. The cool thing about Clubhouse is that you can add the link to your calendar. Okay. So let's shift to how to do it. Okay. So you might be thinking, this is Greek to me. I have no idea what you're talking about. So here's a little tutorial. I'm going to share how it all works. I'll admit that I struggled how to put this to words because I found it confusing at first, but here is the simplest way for me to explain this, okay? And so the Clubhouse app, it needs to be on your phone. It's on the iPhone only. Sorry, Android users, but my guess is that the Android version is in the works. So the app is invite only right now because it's still in the beta stage, okay? So First, you just need to download it. You got to get the app on your iPhone, okay? Because what happens once you get it on your phone, even though you're not yet, you can't really get in there yet until you get an invite, Clubhouse will scan the contacts in your iPhone to see if you have a contact that's already in the app. So this is going to take a few minutes. And if you do have a contact using the app, what happens is they'll be notified to automatically grant you access. So if they're in their app and they're scrolling, they'll see all the people that'll pop up, right? And but here's another way, because all of our contacts end up like in the list of potential invites. So if you really want to get in there, another way to do it is, and this is how I did it, and some other coaches have been doing this. Other people have been doing this. Another way is to go inside of a Facebook group, if you guys are in Facebook groups, and search for discussions about Clubhouse and ask anyone if they have invites to spare. And it's totally legit to ask this because many people are actually asking and they're willing to share because people want their people, their friends, to get on there so that we can all start connecting, right? So again, like I said, it's iPhone only for right now, okay? So here are some of the fun ways that I have been using it more strategically. So I told you a little bit about the rooms, but here's how you can start using it right now, the moment you get in there, okay? Is each day, I spend time, this is how I'm using it, right? And so I get into Clubhouse and I'll just start to either, like I will probably, I do have rooms that I specifically want to be in. So those will be on my calendar and they'll also pop up in the app in my events or what I have scheduled with my rooms and my events that I want to attend, right? But if there's nothing going on that day, I explore new rooms because believe me, there is lots going on. And I'll just learn, number one, just listen and learn. And I will interact and raise my hand when it feels appropriate. So when you're inside of a room, you'll see at the bottom, there's a little hand. That means you can raise your hand. And there's a little plus sign. And so when you get in the room, the best thing that you can do is to click that plus sign to ping people in your contacts and say, hey, come on into this room. I think you'll love it, right? Because the more you share, the more you get that interaction, you know, potential, right? So it's all like the whole, because a rising tide lifts all boats. I believe in that. So the other thing that came up yesterday, I was talking to some friends in one of my rooms and someone said, so if you get in there, you'll see there's like this little party hat on the bottom of some of the images. And I was like, what does that mean? There's a party hat. How come I don't have a party hat? Well, I probably had a party hat because the first 7 days, you have this little tiny emoji on your profile picture. That means you're new. I feel like it should be the other way around because I'm like, I want a party hat, but it's just for the new people. It's fine. But anyway, that's just a little side note. In case you're wondering what that means, now you know. And so if you join, you'll have a party hat for 7 days. So another thing that I'm doing is I am taking screenshots during my rooms because there's no replays, there's no recordings, and in fact, do not record. It is not allowed. This is like, think of the, you know, I think of the concept of impermanence, right? Like just enjoy the moment for what it is, right? Soak up the goodness, pull out your notebook, take notes, take copious notes, right? But I take a screenshot only because I want to see, let's say I'm doing one of my coffee and coaches, or last week I did a panel with a bunch of coaches and I wanted to see who was in the room because it's a nice way to reach out to people in the DMs. If you had a connection, so never just be like, oh, hey, like, check out my thing. No. Like, what I did was, I was like, you know what? I'm doing these panels, and this is a great way, these discussions. What a great way to reach out to you know, coaches that are already podcasting. And you know what? It was a beautiful extension of that. And they all said, absolutely, let's go. It was great, right? So you can connect in the DMs or in Messenger. I like Messenger, to be honest with you, because a lot of the, at least in my community, our community, if you're listening and you're a coach, we're in some of these Facebook groups. One of the big groups is called the Coaching Posse, and that's by invite only. So you can only be like a coach to get the invite. So it's like, you know who you're talking to, right? We're all in the same community. And so that was really cool. And I just thought, this is perfect. This is a great way to connect. So these are just some of the things, right? And so another thing that I thought of last night, I was in a room and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, so I had someone, two women that I was thinking of that were in one of my rooms who are working, who have podcasts and who shared how they were working with podcast coaches and, you know, mentors, which is what I do with my, you know, with my people, my community is, and I'm just getting into this, right? Because it's something that has, it's a beautiful thing that's been happening because I've been podcasting for the past 7 years and I've been teaching I've taught at local events, at trade events, you know, both online, offline. And so it's just been something I do. It's just like, it's what I do. And so I had a fellow coach say, you know, why not offer this to coaches? Like, this is kind of a cool, like, thing on a platter. So go for it. So I was talking to a few coaches who said they were mentioning that they have worked with podcast mentors who are, you know, coaches, right? Podcast coaches. And I'm like, that's super cool. So maybe I should reach out to them to ask them what their experience was to work with a podcast coach in case someone else is interested in that, right? So I thought this is, it's just like all the ideas are flowing. And I'll be honest with you guys, I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning because the ideas, I was like, please, brain, please, please, please shut off. Anyway, so here I am giving it to you. All right. So I'm still learning, just so you know, I'm still learning, but I really wanted to share this with you because I am so excited about this. And I know that you are going to benefit so much from this new community. And I just wanted to report on this and what I'm learning right now, right? Because there's more to come. This is just the beginning, right? Just the beginning of Clubhouse. And so I just wanted to help you out on your own Clubhouse journey. So I hope to see you there. And again, my handle is at Caragott Warner on Clubhouse, just like it is on Instagram and all the other places. So let's connect. And don't forget to mark your calendar for today's room at 1 p.m. Eastern time with all those amazing coaches that I mentioned, right? Because you're going to learn a little bit about the nuts and bolts of podcasting from coaches who have absolutely been crushing it in this area. So take care, and I'll see you over there.